And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call in to my multiple guests this morning, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. My first guest is the boss man, Perry Wally. Uh-oh. Merry Christmas. And you are one piece of work.
I am one piece. I'm fixing this cheap equipment real quick.
Now, hold it. When you walked in, you said, I'm not using this cheap equipment. You had to go find your own personal stuff. You put me in a purple padded room with sparkles, with North Korean equipment, and outside you have a gun match going on.
I know, right?
With Nerf guns going. Yeah. What type of...
So, I don't know.
I'm in a workplace environment that's hostile.
So we're the last Friday before the Christmas holiday here. We got 4 days off. Well, you know, some of us have to come in over the weekend. But with that said, and my birthday falls on Christmas Eve, so they have all these fun antics off at the office here. And this year is a little different because I came back.
They got weapons.
I got weapons this year. I guess there's going to be a Nerf gun fight later.
It's already going. Yeah, you got people stalking.
Well, I got shot twice.
Come right in. There. Come on in. Shoot the ball.
Oh,
shoot
no.
Out. Son of a...
Oh,
Glenn,
no.
Now you're hiding here?
Hey, just remember, Glenn, where are you at? So just remember, I got two guns in my office, one for the both of you.
Well, I got ambushed in the hall, so I had to sneak in here real quick. Okay. You're on, the other way, I'm reloading now.
All right. The Christmas show's always fun.
you're telling me. You're up here in here next, so, Glenn, so you're at the second portion of the show.
I got your back, Mr. Mayor. Secret Service.
Yeah, he looks like Secret Service. He's standing right behind you with a Nerf gun.
You know, now let's talk about the ugly sweater contest that you won.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So it's I'm wearing a shirt right now, obviously. It's
you have Jesus Christ.
Yes.
With a birthday hat, a peaceful dove.
Yes.
A red balloon.
Yes. And it says birthday boy.
Yeah. You know, what drug?
Wow, happy birthday, Jesus. What do you like, crap?
What drug were you on when you found that one?
Well, no, actually, we to be truthful, you know, every year.
Oh, he's going after Melissa.
Oh, okay.
Now. He saw a target.
Oh, Johan, there's a number of them out there.
All right, so to be truthful, every year we celebrate Christmas with the family on Christmas Eve. Oh, here we go. Yeah. They're shooting her right behind me. I hear him whiz by my ear.
I know. Fairbanks, only. Oh, they're breaking in now. They're coming. Right. Okay. But anyway.
This is live radio here. Yeah. So basically how I got this sweatshirt is that every Christmas Eve we have a big shindig at my house.
There's a posse out there, man. I mean, God almighty.
Oh, Johan just shot her at point blank range.
Yeah. All right, I should have brought my Nerf guns.
All right, Fairbanks, this is
going to go on all day.
Yeah, oh boy,
we are on the air, folks.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right, he's hiding in the studio so he doesn't get a shot. Glenn?
He's reloading.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Oh, I just nailed them both. Yeah, I got the door
closed. Oh, my Lord.
Yes. You know, this is what I call Christmas cheer.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know, but Mr. Wally, hey, don't point that at me. Yeah. Jesus.
All right, we're live. Let's go. Out. Glenn, make a run for it, Glenn. Make a run.
You know...
All right.
Ow!
Now he got hit.
That was a hard shot on me.
That was a random shot.
Yeah, that was not random.
That was a random
shot. That was not random.
All right.
Glitter, you're doing that.
Okay, go, run, Nick, run for it.
You got him in there.
There's crossfire. I'm pinned down.
Is it break time yet? Because we need to regroup here on this one.
We're getting hammered out here, Delta Bravo. We need air support.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know, I must say, you run a great company here. I enjoy it.
a bunch of lunatics.
You know, once in a while, you need that.
Yeah.
But they're all very exceptional. Even when they're hiding.
One went right by your ear there.
Yeah.
At least I got my back to all this crossfire here.
He's opening up the door. Yeah. You know. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
You know, this is, I'm in the crossfire.
Okay. All right. I need to go get my weapons.
You do it at the break. Okay. What are you doing for Christmas?
So every year we do with a big family shindig in my house on the 24th, you know, because then they split up with their families on the 25th. But we'll have about 40 people over.
On your birthday.
On my birthday. And hence why I got this, because every year we do an ugly sweater contest, and this was actually, I opened this up as a gift one year.
You're going to be in the finals. you're in the finals.
Yeah, so we got a lot, we're doing a lot of games, you know, you were at the company Christmas party.
You guys playing chess, and you guys were, you know, doing margaritas.
And we, you know, I do different games every year, and you guys are my guinea pigs. Because I test them out for the 24th.
That's why I was playing chess.
We did three games, and I said,
"Oh God!"
There's another one coming.
I just got nailed again.
Whizzed by my head.
Yeah, they're hitting me.
Michelle just fell down.
Oh man,
my Lord. It's hard to concentrate here.
Oh, yeah. I just
want to know who's on next so I can shoot down.
Glitter. Okay. Glitter.
I am saving you guys.
Oh, my God.
We're doing the prime rib. We're doing here's the thing. I went out and splurged on some crab this year.
Mm-hmm. You always do.
I always do. Last year I skipped out because I just couldn't force myself to pay it, right?
Yeah.
But this year I said I did it, and I started thinking.
How much did your Camaro cost?
Yeah, right.
You can't buy a crab?
No. No.
I digress.
Because I have to tell you why, though. Because crab is like fireworks. You spend all the money, you light them off, and it's all gone within about 5 minutes. So. And he hit a dart in the drink. Okay.
In my water. It floats.
Are you sure that's water, Dave?
It's not going to be for long. You know, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I do not have a weapon.
Right fire, KFAR.
You're all mongrels.
Taking cover here.
Jesus. All right, okay. they're reloading. They've shut the doors. Is there a lock?
No, there's not.
They're reloading. you're hiding behind. Oh, my God.
No, I was protecting you.
Yeah. Oh, I could tell.
All right, so what are you doing for Christmas
Eve? I'm healing. I'm going to the emergency room.
At least we have our safety glasses on.
Actually, I'm going to make a couple charcuterie boards. I'm bringing one to the police dispatch. That scream came over. Wow. Anyway, I'm making a couple charcuterie boards. Going to enjoy myself.
Fine, I appreciate the gift basket.
Oh.
Yeah, and you do that for me every year.
You guys were sort of demanding this year. Oh,
I was demanding this year.
You weren't the only one.
When you walked to the office, I go, hey, where's my gift basket?
Yeah, Glenner was waiting for it. Melissa was all over. Come on, hurry up, Prue. I brought him in yesterday. Glenner, what type of wine did you get from me?
I got the well-hung red wine. You know me very well.
And what did I get Melissa?
I have no idea.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, perfect.
So, I got the 481, was it?
Yeah, that's a 419. It's
419,
a very good
sorry,
Grenache.
Yes.
It's a very good Grenache. You got the best one.
Did I really?
Yeah, you got the top one.
Well, good. I'm not quite a wine drinker, but I'm going to try that one.
I know. I figured if I'm going to get you a wine, might as well be the best wine.
Oh, nice. I appreciate you.
Perry, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to send you out into that.
No, please don't. Please don't.
They're in here looking for their weapons to reload. Oh, all of them are.
Come on in.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Okay, Mr. Pruse. So I'm going to leave you to these guys, Pruse. Looks like they're all...
We're going to take a commercial break. If I come back alive, it's a Merry Christmas. We'll be back after these messages.
Put my safety glasses.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Wishing you all the best of the season. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Kirk and Dana Krause and the entire staff of Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing. The Bigfoot with the helping hand.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. My wife, Gloria, and I would like to thank our community for its patience, generosity, and continued support. This holiday season, spend time with family or with ours. Merry Christmas, Fairbanks, from the Cookie Jar.
Discover a world of unique jewelry treasures this holiday season at Bishop's Jewelry Gallery at the Bentley Mall.
Bishop's is a hidden gem. They fill their cases with the most distinctive and unique designs.
Different and unique, you say?
Well, absolutely. Local artists crafting natural gold nugget jewelry right here in Fairbanks. And their award-winning ivory pieces are a must-see.
Ooh, well, that sounds like a dream for jewelry lovers. Any holiday perks?
Oh, you bet. Free gift wrapping and a complimentary Hoodoo beer token with every purchase.
Well, you had me at Hoodoo beer.
They even include Bishop holiday dollars you can earn. It's the little touches that make shopping in Bishop's so special.
Sounds like the perfect place to finish up my holiday shopping for sure.
Bishop's Jewelry is even open every day until Christmas, so there's still time to find that perfect piece.
Hey, I'm sold. Bishop's Jewelry Gallery. I mean, that's where Fairbanks goes for the finest in jewelry. I think I'm going to head over there right now.
Bishop's Jewelry, open every day till Christmas in the Bentley Mall on College Road.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Scattered flurries likely today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 1 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 11 below. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 12. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio. Yes, we went off the rails here. The door is open. I'm expecting Glenner in here any time. He's the second portion of the show. I got shot about 9 times because Perry was in here. He was the original target, but then Glenner jumps in and starts using it as his bunker. And, yes, so only on KFAR Radio do we have a live fight. Oh, Glenner just came in. He's gathering himself. He's got weapons. He has ammo. He's sweating profusely.
Oh yeah.
How was the fight?
So we were just ambushed out in the lobby, right? And Michelle, office manager, goes diving around the corner into Perry's office and breaks the door. The door is like broken. It's totally broken. The door to the boss's office totally broken, and she can't get out. They're stuck in there now. They're getting it. They'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
You're a jerk. You're hiding right down next to me.
I was next to you, not behind you. I was protecting you.
You were down behind the table, so they couldn't shoot you.
White House down. I was protecting you.
The professional that I am, I did not break.
No, you didn't. You stayed right on mic.
Even though I got shot 9 times.
Yeah, at least. You took it like a mayor. That's exactly what we expected. But I tried to take the bullet for it. I tried to get in front of you, but I couldn't.
You weren't trying to get in front of me. Yeah. You were getting all the
I was picking up loose ammo. Yes, I was running low. Yes, so So Michelle went out and bought a bunch of these Nerf guns, and we've kind of done it before. This one, it erupted out there. It's nuts now. You don't want anything to do with out there. We'll just stay here in the friendly confines.
Actually, I'm the only one who wasn't given one. You put me in a room with purple pads.
Yes.
The first thing Perry comes in is I'm not having that piece of, yada, yada, yada headphones. You give me North Korean equipment. Then he put me in the middle of a gun match. You guys are incredible. This is fun. What do you got planned for Christmas?
Another day in the life. I'm really excited. My daughter Ryan has come back from Japan. And my son and his gal Memory and little baby Malcolm, my first grandson. So I get, we get our Christmas with the whole family. It's going to be very nice. And it's just us. So it'll be really nice. I think Christmas dinner, we have a couple of the cousins and a couple of other family members that are in town. A lot of the family's gone and out of town in Hawaii or whatever. So we're bringing everybody else back up to our house. And it's going to be a nice, quiet traditional Christmas. I'm looking forward to it. Got a good prime rib that I need to bend your ear on.
Okay.
And, you know, a small ham and, you know, all the trimmings. And now, do you open gifts Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? That's always a big question, right? Families do it different.
My family growing up was Christmas Eve because we couldn't wait. We started out on Christmas Day, but when we became early teens, man, forget it. It was Christmas Eve. Now it's Christmas Day. You know, we're all adults. Hey?
Well, because once your kids get certain, a little bit older, they're not going to get up in the morning anymore at 6 a.m. like what they do when they're little kids.
Exactly.
So that's what made Christmas Day so special was when you were little. Now it doesn't really matter. You know, we get up when we get up.
Yeah.
And what we used to do was you opened a gift Christmas Eve. Yep. Everybody got a gift.
Yep.
And then the next morning you get up and open gifts. But I think this year we're going to do it different. My son, and his gal Memory, they both work for Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
And he has to work both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but not till night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a light dinner and open gifts on Christmas Eve. And then maybe, you know, we still do stockings. We love doing silly things in stockings, so we do those Christmas morning.
That's the plan. I got to tell you, though, those photos you put of Malcolm on
grandson. He's a spectacular little baby. It's pretty cool.
Is.
I'm so excited to have, you know, and it's just cuteness overload at our house.
It is.
We have this adorable baby, and then my wife gets this little puppy, a toy poodle named William Shatner, and he's this little black fluffy. He looks like a rat with a perm.
Yeah.
He's about that size.
Went head to head with Sitka yesterday.
Yeah, the neighbor's dog, the big husky, and so they got to know. And of course, he lives with our 100-pound blind lab and their best buddies. So it's pretty funny. It's like a Disney film with the two of them. So yeah, it's cuteness overload for the holidays at our house. So it's very nice. And you know, we got I've got my cat-proof Christmas tree that I invented that I'm going to patent. By the way, I'm going to patent that. It's now year three, and Wilson is yet to be able to even. He's given up. It's wonderful. And now with the puppy, it's doubly awesome. So you'll see them. They'll be on the shelves. I'll have them at Walmart here soon.
So you're having both ham and prime rib?
Yeah, I'm going to have a small ham and prime rib this year. I'm doing them both. I was thinking of a surf and turf, but I think I'm going to go with the ham instead. And I was thinking maybe a shrimp or lobster or something or crab would have been nice. But we did that last year. I think I'm going to go with a small holiday ham on the side. So, you know, and then I love the way I always do Bobby's carrots. They have the best carrots.
That's the only place I eat vegetables at.
It's about
they're in the greens.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
And we're going to do a couple of nice traditional sides. My daughter loves making pies, so she'll handle that. And
How long is she in town for?
She's here for about 3 weeks. She goes back,
great.
And then she finishes up, and she'll be back in the spring, and she'll be working in town, and then heading off for her master's next spring.
Will she be here for April Fool's Day?
Yeah, I think she will.
So what happens to your office?
Every year she does something to my office.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah, all out. So I have no idea what to expect because, that's always a fun time. And she learned that from me because I used to do that to my parents. So that's my own fault. I made that bed. Now I got to sleep in it.
It's a gene pool thing.
It really is. And, it's been nice over the last couple of weeks. I think having so many weekends in December, we've had, I'm almost partied out. Almost. I could do a couple more.
I took last night the people who participated in Halloween at City Hall on my dime. I took them down to Bobby's and we had a great time. Saw your beautiful wife.
Yes, she's been there
hostess.
Helping out part time over there. Helping them out. Yeah, she's doing very.
And
she loves that side gig.
And you know, we had like 22, 23 people in my party, and they were spot on. Where everyone had beverages on time, food on time.
Oh, nice. Because she told me the opposite story. She said it was a nightmare last night. They got hit with a big crowd they weren't expecting.
Well, come on in, just do it.
Yeah,
the Revenge of Perry Wally.
Holy cow.
He's, just do it.
His is shooting little round balls.
You got a pumpkin there, man. That's not fair.
It's like a shotgun.
Wow. Hey. God almighty.
I just need my bottle. Can I get a water bottle?
You don't wish you're Italian. You can't shoot with a crap. You could hit the broadside of a barn, Burnett.
Wow, that just...
You suck.
What's that, Bruce?
Wow. Yeah, you're out of... Oh, gosh. God almighty. Wow. You're horrible. You're a horrible person.
See,
you're reloaded. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Say that to my face.
You're a horrible person.
Oh, you missed the man.
He shot me in the face.
I'm taking the bullets for the mayor.
I said, ow. Oh, my God. Ow. Put one in the backside of my head.
Oh, my bullets. Sorry.
Fender
is
there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Can we just be professional around here sometime?
It's Christmas. Show the mayor a little respect.
All right. If you notice that time, I did jump in front of you.
Yes, you did. But she still shot me in the front of the head, and he got me in the back of the head.
Did you just take my bullet?
You guys were executioners, man. That was awesome. I was impressed. Yeah, he walked right up behind me. Right in the back of the head, bam!
Yeah, he went all Scarface on you.
Yeah, you know.
Say hello to my little friend!
Yeah. Oh, what are you hiding back here for?
Wait, don't put me between the two of you.
Oh, guns are out. Guns are drawn.
All right.
Trust is low. Distrust is high.
All right, ow.
Oh, they're start again.
Now they're just,
oh, my God.
Now they're just hitting me for no reason. I'm not even armed. You know, that is just...
Oh, it's on your desk right there in front of you.
Technically, I'm not armed.
Oh, you touched it.
Oh, I did. I did touch it.
You know, they're walking around here with attitude, man. Wow. Okay.
Oh, that was...
You lived through the event. Did you survive the event, Glenner?
Well, yeah. Well, I had been out sniping them all morning, so I deserve that. I deserved every bit of that. You know, it's so fun. I want to thank Fairbanks for just enjoying Christmas so much. There's been so many cool things, from ice skating to the Christmas trees to fireworks to holiday bazaars to Christmas parties to the
we have a great time,
and the weather's been just right. We had that for that weird thing last Friday where it dropped to 30 below, and then by that night it was like 10 above.
Yeah,
it looks like the weather should hold up fairly nicely through the holidays. Yeah. I just hope folks get out and are able to enjoy it and really do something nice for somebody. Just do something nice, just totally random. I try to do that all year, not just Christmas, but there's the sad, sobering reality is there's a lot of people that are really struggling in Fairbanks right now, and so many people step up to help out the food bank. They still need it. There's still toy drives. I just can't imagine a family with children in particular that aren't having a... that don't have something for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it just breaks my heart. And
Fairbanks is so giving.
It is. It really is. It's one of the best things. That's the reason it's the Golden Heart City.
The radio stations you manage are fully involved in helping the city for everyone's benefit, for anyone who's needy.
Oh, we're constantly doing promotion of some kind, whether it was the Jammies and Jingles or the Socktober for FNA or our tickets for turkeys or our canned food drives. Next month, of course, is the United Way fundraiser we do, the Celebrity Roast. And that is our very own Mr. John Burns from Golden Valley Electric Association, former Attorney General. And we're gonna roast him. So that'll be on the 20th, and it's a fundraiser for the United Way. It's a funny night, and it's a great time for a great cause. So we do keep things coming as far as fundraisers and helping out our local nonprofits and folks in town. And we have the perfect tool to do so here with radio. It's exactly what we're here for.
You have a great Christmas. Now, I must send you out into the fray.
Have to go out there?
Yes. And
I'm down to full bullets.
You're fully armed. You're cocked and loaded, and you're picking up extra weapons on the floor.
Yeah, I'm grabbing some more. There are a few.
Grab Johan. He's in here next. He shot me in the back of the head. Fairbanks. We're going to take a commercial break. You're going to hear some bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and some screaming from people getting shot. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
U.S. Gaza com. Voting 13-0 to approve a resolution to ease aid delivery to Gaza. The United States actually vetoed a Russian amendment to the resolution calling for a ceasefire. The U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield condemned Russia's U.S. ambassador for blaming the U.S. for the death and suffering in Gaza.
I'm not going to respond to Russia's rant. A country that has also created conditions that they are complaining about now in their unprovoked war in Ukraine.
Now, the vote was 13-0 to approve the aid, but the U.S. and Russia both abstained from that vote. Vivek Ramaswamy, presidential candidate with low poll numbers. He's campaigning in Iowa. What's his strategy?
I'd rather speak the truth and lose this election than to win by playing some carefully crafted political stakes.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
While holiday travelers bustled through Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport Tuesday afternoon, dozens of flight attendants for Alaska Airlines assembled at the head of the departures level to voice their frustration over current contract negotiations. KTUU reports the demonstration was just one of eight at major airports nationwide. Tricia Raynor, the Anchorage-based Council 30 mobilization chair for the Association of Flight Attendants, said negotiations stalled back in September. Management has come to the table with an offer that is just not economically viable for us, Raynor said. The demonstration started approximately 1 hour after the union announced that it would now move forward with a vote to strike that will open in early January. According to Raynor, many flight attendants are struggling to pay their bills, while others have resorted to picking up a second job to make ends meet. The inability to agree on the terms of a new contract comes on the heels of Alaska Airlines announcing its purchase of Hawaiian Airlines earlier this month for $1.9 billion.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
From the city of North Pole, the home of Santa Claus, happy holidays. I'm Mayor Mike, and I want to wish everyone the happiest days throughout this season in the new year. Santa, he'll be here before you know it, so you better be good for goodness sake.
With Santa coming to town, don't gamble with being put on his naughty list. The professionals at Homestead Pumping and Thawing want to wish you and your family the warmest of holiday wishes and nothing but aces in the upcoming year.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Oh, Fairbanks, welcome back. Johan, person who shot me in the back of the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You walked up behind me, and you just pulled out the gun. Oh, in case you have to protect yourself, and you've got it cocked. Oh, you know, you're a perfect hitman. You really are. All the way you did that, you had no compunction. Just walked up behind me, bam.
Dude, I take my two kids out, okay?
I believe you.
When we have Nerf gun fights, I go to the store, I buy the biggest, baddest one I can. I don't care what I'm spending on it. I'm going to do that
you're going to be the master ceremony.
Because I'm going to take them out.
The master blaster.
I have no mercy.
Ugh.
I love Nerf guns. They're fun.
I couldn't tell. Yeah. I'm the only one without one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you care.
Well, Glenn was supposed to protect you, but, you know, he's horrible at it.
Ah, that's life. That's life. So, how many... Perry seems to be a target-rich environment for you guys.
You know, he's easy.
So what happened to his door?
It may have gotten run into, and it may have ended up kind of off-kilter. And the deadbolt, which they locked, may have ended up on the outside of the door. jam.
You can either
when the door opens
deny,
in.
Yeah, you will neither confirm nor deny, but just may have.
So they may have been stuck in there for a little bit. I may have taken some pictures and video.
Fairbanks, you see what happens with me here? This workplace environment that I'm
totally professional. We are totally
putting now. You put me in a purple padded room with sparkles, North Korean broadcasting equipment, gun battles on the outside over the summer, the road construction, the shaking.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, but you know something? I trekked on. I never broke.
No.
I kept the radio program going. Even as you shot me in the back of the head execution style, I did not break.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to up until the point where Glenn said he was protecting you, and I figured he was doing a horrible job because I was already standing there.
He didn't do a good job.
Not at all. Not at all.
I think he was just hiding behind here. And then Melissa came in. Then he tried to protect me. She shot me right in the head. I mean,
Of course,
she was. The gun was 2 feet away. So how are you going to miss with that? You came around to the other side and it was 2 inches away. Bam.
I got to admit, though, it's like I was pretty impressed. I impressed myself with my shot through the crack in the door.
You, that was good.
That was a good one.
That was the best shot. It got me right in the heart. I mean, the heart. But you took your sweet time practicing. I was looking down the barrel of your gun going, he's going to do it. He's going to enjoy this. He's going to take a moment, gather himself.
Yeah, I took a few practice shots every time it cracked, and then finally I was like, okay, one more. Give me one more.
Boom.
Yeah.
You were shooting at me. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Or if I hit Glenn, that would be fine, too.
So what do you got planned for Christmas?
You know, honestly, Christmas Day in my house, you know, we do the presents, you know, in the morning. And then the Christmas special for Doctor Who with the new Doctor shows up. So we're planning to do that. We're very Doctor Who fans in my house.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to watch the new Doctor Who with Shuti Gatwa as the new Doctor now. And then my wife's planning on doing a whole bunch of sewing projects. She's making costumes for Lathrop's production of Shrek, the musical. So,
wow.
So she's planning on doing some sewing. Me and the boys and my wife will, because I know at some point she's going to turn her game on. We have, I kid you not, there are 5 TVs in my living room so that all 4 of us can be playing different games on our PlayStations, because we all got a PlayStation 5 because we're bougie like that.
Okay. It's a family event.
It's a family event. So we'll, you know, she might be playing, she'll probably be playing her Nintendo Switch or something she's right now. But we'll all be, you know, on that, playing that, and then there'll be some random TV show on just for background noise. But we play adjacent to each other all day long. We're just probably going to play video games, have some ham for dinner, and call it a day.
A good day.
How about you?
So what do you get your wife for Christmas?
I can't tell you that.
She doesn't listen to
KFA. No, she doesn't. I kid you not. I went. I got her a brand new Cricut Maker 3. This is the top tier Cricut. It's like this crafting thing. It'll cut anything. Like, she can make things out of vinyl, and it'll cut vinyl and leather and balsa wood and paper and cardboard. And then she can make things that'll transfer and
applique.
It's totally a craft tool.
Wow.
You know, and she can hook it up Bluetooth to her phone and computer. She's got like a really old one that, you know, now this is a new one that has like all kinds of stuff. So
does she know it? Yeah.
I think she probably has an idea.
Did you read the credit card bill?
No, because here's what I did. I went, and when I put it on my credit card,
okay.
And she never really goes and checks, you know, what's on my, hardly at all. And also, I went and I paid for 2/3 of it in cash. So even if she looks at the charge, it's not
we're
nearly enough to cover what it is.
There you go.
Conspiracy
thinking.
Just a little bit.
I got to mess with her.
Just a little bit.
She's not going to know what this is, per se.
So she sees the box, she'll know. Who am I kidding? It's not like she hasn't been dropping hints.
How old are your kids now?
One is 19, just turned 19 at the beginning of the month, and the other is 16. And I got one that's a junior in high school and one that graduated last year and is working with the pipe fitters and the plumbers and stuff over at the flow line and stuff.
That's
so
great. Wow.
Yeah. So he's
they
he's
fast, don't they?
He's ridiculous. It's kind of funny. He comes home from work and he'll like walk in the house at like 5:45. He leaves at like 6 a.m. He just doesn't start till 7. He likes to leave, though, a little after 6 so he can like get there and just kind of chill for a little bit first. But when he gets home, you know, about 5 5:45 or so, 5:35, 45. He usually takes a shower before he even comes upstairs. So he lives in the basement. Basement's like an apartment now, you know, so he lives down there. And he'll come upstairs, you know, after he showers. But if you see him before he showers, he is covered in, like, dirt and grime and soot and all kinds of stuff all over his face. It's hilarious because this is a kid. He's like, he's actually working for a living, you know?
Yeah.
And so but yeah, he decided that he's like, you know, college wasn't really for him and stuff. Yeah. He's like, I think I might be a plumber. And I'm like, that's a fantastic idea. That's what we need. Yeah. We need more hands-on, you know.
You need a German trade.
Yeah, you know. And I think for so long, like when I was growing up, you know, it's like you had to go to college, otherwise you're not going to get a good job. That's all I was ever told. Got to go to college or you're not going to get a good job. And that's not necessarily true. It's not for anybody. Yeah. Now, you need college for some jobs if that's where your interest lies.
Yeah.
But there are so many jobs where you don't have to go to college, where you can learn the trades
and make an incredible
an incredible living.
Yes.
More than you can in a lot of cases with a college degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So he doesn't listen to KFAR, I'm sure. So what do you get the 19-year-old son?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know yet.
You're like me.
He's hard to shop for because now he's got money.
He can do whatever he wants.
You know? So it becomes harder once he's got money, and he's got money. I think he's got more money than I got, you know?
Increases rent. Oh, you don't charge him rent, do you?
He does pay a percentage of the bills.
Okay.
You know?
That's great.
We bought him a car. Now he took over the car payments.
Does he cook like you?
Not yet. But he will.
Okay.
He will by the time
he's got to get the full gene pool from you, man.
You know, he's working on it though. The very first meal I ever walked him through, we made Swiss steak like my mom used to make, which you buy like the round steak, you know, and then you pound it out really, really thin. You flour it, you fry it in a shallow pan.
Yeah.
Then you cook off a bunch of onions in that pan and some tomato paste and tomato sauce and blah, blah, blah. Then you put the meat back in there. You let it stew, you know, in that sauce. And then you add frozen peas and put it over mashed potatoes. Call it good. My mom called it Swiss steak. I don't know if that's what it is or not.
That's not. It's your version of a good
like
dinner.
Like I said, it's like what my mom called Swiss steak.
Yeah, it's a good dinner.
There's nothing Swiss about it.
No.
Not even remotely close. Like tomato sauce and Swiss, are you kidding me? You know.
Italian.
It's totally Italian, but it's really good. Whatever it is.
You know, that's Central Italian. That's not Northern Italian.
No.
That's Central Italian. Don't ask me how I know that.
I need to go look up to see what it's actually called. Just because my mom grew up, you know, making something called chop suey that I found out later was not chop suey. I don't even know what it was.
Have you ever been to a Chinese food place and it said chop suey on the menu?
I've never seen it in my life.
Neither have I.
Never.
What is chop suey? Is it?
I don't know, man. Maybe somebody was watching too much.
Maybe it's a great name for a
Hong Kong fooey.
Maybe it's a great name for a frozen food dish. Chop suey.
Chop suey.
A bunch of everything.
Yeah. LeChoy chop suey. That sounds really good.
What's your favorite video game on Christmas?
Right now, I'm playing there's a new Avatar game.
Oh.
Based on the movies called Avatar. It's Avatar Frontiers or something on the Frontier. I don't know. It's like I just started playing that here recently, and that's the one that I'm currently stuck on the PS5 on. But God of War has a new DLC out that people are like, what are you talking about?
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. If you don't know, don't worry.
And it's all based on Valhalla. So.
Okay.
So I might have to go get that one because my boy's got that, and that's what he's playing right now. He's so mad at it. In fact, he was yelling at the TV last night.
Final questions. Besides shooting me, what was your most thrilling kill today?
Oh, probably after Glenn and I were done shooting each other, we silently made motions to each other through the window and made a deal to ambush the people that I was supposedly on my team. And and we counted down 1, 2, 3. He opened the door. I popped out from my door, and we shot everybody down at the end of the hall.
Coordinated attack.
Yeah, I switched sides real quick.
Johan, you have a great Christmas. Good talking with you, buddy. And
you too.
Thank for your execution of me.
You know,
I mean, that was, you didn't even hesitate.
There was no hesitation. No hesitation. I don't even feel bad about it.
I can tell by that wicked smile.
You know.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. If I come back alive, you'll know it. If I don't, it'll be dead air. We'll be back after these messages, I hope.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment. And there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
Hello, Alaskans. It's your representative, Mary Peltola, with season's greetings and good tidings for all. This year proved that when Alaskans work together, big things get done. In D.C., NOAA is reviewing bycatch for the first time in over 10 years, and Alaska's congressional delegation introduced a bill to ban poached seafood imports from Russian trawlers. Back on land, Alaska's delegation secured the Willow Oil Project and more than $200 million to strengthen our rail belt energy grid, creating Alaskan jobs and lowering costs. And remember, Alaska's congressional offices can also help you and your family directly, whether you need help with Social Security or veterans benefits, getting a passport, or just dealing with a federal agency. For help, contact my office at 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov. Happy holidays. I'll keep working to bring big things home for Alaska in 2024. This message is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
KFAR weather.
Scattered flurries likely this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 1 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 11 below. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 12 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Yeah, this is what we're going to call the Off the Rails KFAR Radio program.
Choo-choo!
And the only person who hasn't shot me today is in the studio here with me, VMAX.
Somebody came and got my gun. People out there know we're talking Nerf guns, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they've witnessed the battle in here.
Okay.
You bring Perry in here, you bring Glenner in here, Johan, Michelle, Melissa. I mean, this battle royale. I got executed, shot in the head, the heart.
And you're still alive.
But I did not break my professional announcing.
All right.
So they disarmed you?
I'm busy, man. I'm trying to get out of here. I got stuff to do. I let him take my gun. Somebody else has my gun.
Someone else wanted to use it.
Yeah, I let him have it.
What do you got planned for Christmas?
Okay, Christmas Day, going to the gym, F&H Fitness Studios. They do a Christmas Eve spin / boxing class, an hour and a half. Come on out, get a workout in, and then you get to enjoy all the calories and all the fun. It's awesome. It starts at 7:30 Sunday morning.
So this morning, I see you, and you got two cupcakes and some candy, and you looked at me, I did a workout this morning.
I went to the gym.
Exactly.
You can, you know, you deserve some of those things.
Yep.
In moderation.
I was a single cupcake person this morning.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know they were back there.
Oh, we got them yesterday. People start bringing in gifts and stuff.
I saw the pizza boxes.
Yeah, that was yesterday, too. My Christmas plans?
probably a lot different than everybody else's because I'm remodeling my home right now.
Are you going to see Zoe?
I'm going to see my daughter.
Your wonderful, incredible daughter.
Yeah, I'll probably go out to her house since my house is right now a construction zone. So I'll go to her house. And then going to the world-famous Botel.
What time?
Earlier in the day because there's free drinks. Christmas. It's a tradition, yep. And we go there, and everything's free except for shots. So it's a great way to start out your Christmas morning. So,
what time are you going to be there at?
I don't know, 10, 11 or something like 10-ish. That. Yeah. 10-ish. Bloody Marys, mimosas, and then enjoy the Christmas holiday. I'm telling you, it's a fun way start your Christmas day. If you get a chance to break away.
I haven't done it in a few years. I might do it tomorrow, but it's just a great day to start. It's a great way to start.
And, yeah.
It's you'll see friends you haven't seen in a while, and Natalie and her sister putting that on. Family tradition.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah.
And I like to tell everybody, I'm like so grateful for everything. Today's my 3-year anniversary of to where I should have been dead from a DVT and pulmonary embolism, but still alive and kicking.
I saw that.
Thank God.
On Facebook today, and and you're the picture of health, and you always have been. So, it's just, but you never know what can happen.
You never know. I mean, it happened while I was at the gym,
doing
burpees. I thought I tore a calf muscle, but no, it was blood clots going to my lungs, and then I kept going to the gym for about a week, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't catch my breath. It was because I had blood clots filling in my lungs, and so luckily I survived it because there's about a 80% death rate associated with that.
Wow. So your daughter Zoe does not listen to this show.
Right.
So what did you get Zoe for Christmas?
I got Zoe everything she wanted. We do a thing.
Everything she wanted. Okay.
Well, we keep it simple. It's like, what do you want? What do you need? What do you wear? What do you read? And then I surprise her with something. So she got a $100 gift card to Tracks because I don't know how to pick out those pants Thanks. That the women wear.
Yep.
I got her some kitchen stuff. She asked for some kitchen supplies. I got her some Uggs because she wanted some Uggs. And she's going to Hawaii here next month. So I got her an Amazon gift card so she can buy stuff for Hawaii.
I want to show you something.
Okay. What's that? Oh, your finger? What happened?
Burnt the crap out of it my birthday night. I was on Tuesday, I was cooking pasta sauce in my house. Everyone's out, doing whatever they do. I'm home by myself. I got a 6-hour pasta sauce. Near the end of it, I wasn't wearing a glove to stir it and put it in there too close, and bam, it's basically, it boils for, soft boil.
Wow.
So the reason why I'm showing it to you, so I walk into the my mayor's office today, and the CFO, she got me the hand pads.
Oh, nice. The big, huge ones?
No, this just the rubber ones that that you can do that with. And she didn't even know I did this.
Be careful, people. You can get injured cooking.
It started, the skin started coming off yesterday on a Thursday from, whatever. So I'm walking wounded. It looks like the third degree burn.
Right.
On that little section of my hand. And she got me, as a present, the warming pads, a hand pad. So now, if I would have, I have those, the cloth ones, but these are the rubber ones. So these are the good ones.
Here's a random question for you. What day are they picking up trash if they pick up trash on Monday, on Christmas Day and New Year's Day?
They do it the next day.
Okay. So people know, don't put your trash out.
Yeah.
The only ones that like that are the Ravens. And they know, I think the Ravens know the trash days.
They do.
Because I'll put mine out in the morning thinking, okay, well, I'm waiting until Monday morning.
What day is
I'm on a Monday.
Yeah.
So most of the people in Hamilton Acres Island homes, they stick Monday. It out there and they never remember.
It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are trash days.
Okay. Holidays are coming. Keep your trash inside till the pickup day.
We do 5,800 tons of trash a year. That's how much we pick up and we bring out to the refuse center there.
Wow.
Yep.
Try to recycle as much as you can.
Exactly. So you're going to go to tomorrow morning to?
Sunday morning, F&H Fitness Studio.
Monday is?
Botel.
Then what type of food later on?
I don't know.
It's
we'll see.
Grazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm going to bounce around to some people's houses, but probably keep working on my house. I'm ready to get moved back in. I'm ready to start living again in my house. Whatever you do, if you remodel a home, don't live in it while you're doing it. That's
how
the number.
How long you been doing this?
It's been going on for a couple weeks now, and it was.
Don't even tell me only a couple weeks.
It was a spur of the moment thing.
When it's 3 months. I'll take it up in consideration for a year in pain.
Well, when you got to go to friend's house and shower and eat and do laundry, but I can't say I'm doing laundry again. I got my hot water heater back in. I'm wrapping up painting today. Carpet coming in 2 weeks from now. Putting my cabinets in on Saturday. So it's all coming together. I'm ready to get everything out of my daughter's room. Yeah. Thank God her room is empty.
She's ready too.
Oh no! I mean, she's been moved out on her own. She's 22, but her room was.
Where do you shower at?
Over at Mike Burnett's house.
Yeah, right down the street. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's getting tired of this.
No, they love having me come over there. I watched their house and their dog for 3 weeks while they were gone. What generated me to redo my house.
They are such fine people.
They are.
They are such fine people.
They are.
So, who shot you the most today?
I didn't get shot at all. I was down working, and you guys were all doing it. I avoided the Nerf arrows.
I was not doing it.
Oh.
I was just – I made a mistake. I didn't know what they were doing, and I had Perry Wally in here.
Oh, they come shooting him first?
Oh, it was Battle Royale. Then all of a sudden, Glenner comes in because he's being stalked. So I got Perry sitting there, Glenner behind here, Johan, Michelle, and Melissa out there, and it was a war. I mean,
nice.
I got shot – in the first 10 minutes, I got shot 9 times.
Nobody got an eye put out?
No. But in the second half, Melissa was sitting right there at that microphone and shot me right in the head. And Johan executed me from the back head shot. Then Perry jumps in, and he's got the big shotgun blaster with these balls. So I'm still fighting these things all over the place. So basically...
See, adults, you can always be a kid.
Fairbanks heard the mayhem that I have to put up with. I'm in this purple padded room with glossiness. The first thing Perry does, he comes in, he goes, oh, I have that blankety-blank headphones. Where's my special headphones? So everyone understands I have the North Korean equipment down here. Yeah, and then you have the Nerf war.
Hey, you don't have to be an adult.
I work in a hostile work environment that I enjoy.
It's Christmas, it brings out the kid in everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So what's your favorite meal on Christmas?
For me, breakfast, because I make that for my daughter. She comes over, we have breakfast,
okay. And
usually like French toast made with the raisin bread, you know that. Probably mimosa is one of my favorite breakfast things.
Yes, I know that.
And Bloody Marys,
You were great at Thanksgiving when you said to me at my house, that's not a mimosa. Come on, put some champagne in there.
Breakfast on Christmas, because you get all the food at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I'll bounce around to some houses, and some people make lasagna. Some have prime rib. Prime rib, you can't go wrong with.
No.
Some salt and fat on that thing.
I'm making charcuterie boards.
All right, what time am I coming over?
Be at the Elks at noon.
Oh, the Elks, okay.
Yeah, be at the Elks at noon for charcuterie board.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Elks at noon on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I'd say about from 12 to 2, 12 to 3 is when we're going to be over there.
See, that's one of the joys. I mean, my family's scattered all around, so it's kind of like I'm still here. I try not to travel during the holidays because sometimes it can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, but, having so many friends here, I go enjoy that, and some of their kids have adopted me as their Uncle Ken or Mr. Ken, so I love to go watch them open their stuff as well. Till my daughter gives me grandbabies.
She's not listening to KFAR.
I know. I'm not. I would never ask that.
Yeah. Maybe she listens to X-Rock. I don't know. What station does she listen to?
Kids nowadays say, no one listens to the radio. Here's a funny story. So my daughter's name is Zoe. My radio name is VMAX. Mm-hmm. Her friends now call her ZMAX.
ZMAX.
Drives her nuts. Any kid whose parent is in radio, they hate it. Even though they love it, but they're like, ugh, everybody knows you.
Mr. VMAX, Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming in. Glad that you did not get ambushed or attacked.
Yeah, I'm still glad that I'm here to celebrate another Christmas 3 years later, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You have a great Christmas, and I'll see you later. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great Christmas, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Merry Clinky Maka.
You have a great day. Bye.